The Rebbech Parshas Pekuda, as we know, finishes Sefer Shmos, and we read the fulfillment of all the tzivuyim, all the commandments that appeared in Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, including the fashioning of the different garments for the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol and so on. So the first source, the Torah says in Shmos Perek Lamedtes, Pasuk Chav Zayin, that's by Ud. Okay? You okay? Alright, Shmos Perek Lamedtes, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Yes. Won't say anything. They made the kson. The kson is for the tunic, kosnos in the plural, made out of whatever the materials are made out of, and so on, for Aaron and his children. And pasuk chavches, that's the key pasuk for us. There's hamitznefes sheish. They made the mitznefes. The mitznefes was the hat, the sort of a turban type of hat for the kohen gadol. There's pare hamigbaos sheish. There's mitznefes abod sheish mazor. They made also mikbaos. Now the Kohen Gadol had a special hat, and the Kohen Hed, Kohanim, the Kohen Hed also had a special type of a hat. The Kohen Gadol's hat was called the mitznefes. The Kohen Hed's hat was called the mikbaos. Okay, and it was shaped a little differently. But anyway, it says this paare hamikbaos. A funny word, paare, from the word pair, meaning splendor or beauty. So that defines the hat of the Kohen Hed is something which has beauty. Rashi's bothered by this. So the second source, Rashi, again, Shmos Parak Lamedtes Pasuk Chavches says, that's Pare Hamigbaos, means Tiferes Hamigbaos, the splendor, the splendid hat, Hamigbaos Hamifuoros. Somehow, of all the big day kahuna, here in this parasha, the hat, the head coverings, are referred to as something that has splendor. And then it goes on the rest of the puzzle, the Michlasim, the pants, and so on. But it's just striking that the Torah here uses this word Pare, Pe'er, Tiferes, all the same word, the same root, means something splendid or beautiful. So the attractive. Now we know, I put it in source number 3, back in Parshas Tetzaveh, Shmos Perek Chavches Pasuk Beis, it says about the Bigdei Kahuna in general it says, Nosiso Bigdei Kodesh Le'ara V'chicho L'chavil L'siforis. It says that the commandment was to make Bigdei Kodesh, that's in general, Bigdei Kodesh L'ara V'chicho L'chavod Ulasiforis. That's a general description. The clothes of the garments of the Kohanim are for cover, for honor, and Tiferes, again, splendor or glory. That's in general. But somehow the hats or the head coverings have a special status, which appears again at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, in Perkov Ches, or the end of that section of Parshas Tetzaveh, Perkov Ches, which most Pasuk Mem, source 4. V'livnei Aaron Tase Kutanos, that's the tunic, L'asislam Avneitim, certain types of belts. Again, with regards to mikbaos, you could argue that the phrase of chavod l'siforis at the end there refers to everything just mentioned. But again, it's directly associated with the mikbaos. There's something about the head covering which inspires the Torah to use the word describing splendor or glory. The head coverings are indicative of some type of splendor. Now, no, it could modify the whole thing. Yeah, no, I said it could modify the whole thing, but it is mentioned. You know, the way you read the trup and so on, it is mentioned in the Bible. I can see it 100%. It could, it probably does. But it's specifically here associated with the mikvaos. Now, in general, the Sefer HaChinuch writes in source number 5, that's in Mitzvah Tzadi Tes, when he's talking about the big day kahuna, in general, he says, Mishar Sheh Mitzvah Yisora Kavulano, Ki Ha'odam Nifal Afi Puloso. Okay, people are influenced by their own actions and by what they think, it governs what they do, and so on. And Vashliach HaMechaper, Vashliach HaMechaper, the agent who is bringing about atonement, the Kohanim, you have to see to it that all their actions and all their kavanas are proper for the Avoda. Al-Kain, Royalist, Labesh, Begadim, Yuchadim, Eile. That's why they have to wear these special types of garments and so on, because at any time the Kohen looks at what he's wearing, he'll be immediately reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a general type of rule. But again, and it's important, but as we specifically regard to the head coverings, we find this word again in our parasha, the hats are called back in the first source, the Parak Lamedtes Pasuk Chavches, as Pare Hamigbaos, as Rashi says, Hamigbaos Hamifu Aros, and perhaps elsewhere as well. So it's interesting, we find this,
In general.
Yeah. Right. So it's not just that. That's right, but I'm saying the Torah itself singles it out. So, from there, I'd like to speak a little bit about the head coverings that we wear today, yarmulkes, other head coverings. There's a Sefer HaGyoneh HaParsha, which has an essay on this subject, at the very end of this, is the volume of Sefer Shmos, and also at the very end of a Tshuva from Rabbi Yosef, that's where a lot of the Makoros come from. The source number six, is the Gemara in Brachos, which talks about the Birchas HaShachar, the Brachos we make in the morning. Now, as you know, our practice is we say the Birchas HaShachar usually at the beginning of davening, right? We say them all together. But originally, in the days of the Gemara, you said the Brachos as you did whatever it was that the Brachos is referring to. So when you heard the chicken, the rooster, you know, make his cock-a-doodle-doo, so that's when you said the bracha of Asher Nosam Asech Levina V'havchim Eyovet Laila. When you did this, when you put on clothing, you said Malbish Arumim, right? The brachas related to actions, our practice, and we say them all together. But if you look in the Gemara in Bracha, source number 6, Samech Hamad Beis, the Gemara says, Kiporis Sudra Al Reshe, when you put some type of covering, a cloth, a kerchief, some type of a hat, you know, I'm thinking the Sudra is like, you can picture perhaps the Arab kafir, you know, some type of covering on your head. Lema baruch oter Yisrael b'sifara. That's one of our brichas hashachar. It says baruch, but it means, of course, baruch atah Hashem Elokim HaOlam. Oter Yisrael b'sifara. And here's that word again, sifara. The same source, tifer, tifer, the same root word. So the Gemara identifies, dafka, when you put a head covering on, that's when you say, oter Yisrael b'sifara. Again, back to the parsha, as parei hamigbos. It's something about the head covering, which is associated with splendor or glory. You make that bracha when you put the head covering on your head. Tosfos points out, there in bracha Samach Mabes or 7, Kiporis Sudra Reshe, he means, Hu Adin L'chol Kova. It doesn't have to be this Sudra, this type of hat that they wore in those days. Hu Adin L'chol Kova, or L'chol Kisui, whatever type of head covering it is. And in different generations, different places, people have different styles of head covering. So whatever it is. And then Tosfos Adafka Shenene, that if you get Hanah from it, so that's not our issue. If a person just lies in bed all morning and never gets out of bed, so Tosfos says you don't have to put that, make that bracha and lo brachas mabush arumim. Anyway, that's not our issue. But the Tosfos says it's not limited to the type of sudra or whatever it is, the kerchief that the Gemara is referring to, but any type of head covering. And that's what we read in the Rambam. Source number 8, the Rambam is in Parag Zayin, Mehilchos Tfilah Halacha Dalid, and he spells it out. Kishom Shermeya Kol HaTarnagolim, when you hear the sound of the rooster, Mavarach, Baruch HaTashma Kolchama, Nosam HaSech, Vinyan HaChem Yom HaLoyla. Kisholovish Begadav, Mavarach, Baruch HaTashma Kolchama, Abish Harumim. And the Rambam passes, Kishemeniach Sadino Al Rosho, when you put your covering on your head, Mavarach, Baruch HaTashma Kolchama, Ota Yisob HaSifara. And we find the same thing in Source 9, the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simon Mem Vav. Okay? It says there, Kishemesim Kova, O Mitznefes, Barosho Yavarech, Oter Yisrael B'sifara. So there you have that indeed is the bracha. L'halacha, the Mishnah Brewer points out, the source 10 is Sivkot Tes. Source 10 of Mishnah Brewer there in Archaim Sim Mem Vav, Sivkot Tes writes, Oter Yisrael, he notes that in this bracha, Hiske Yisrael B'bracha Zu. You know, when by Malbish Arume, you don't say Malbish Arume Yisrael. It's like, you don't mention Yisrael. It's in general, right? The other brachas, the only two that mention Yisrael, says the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see later, this is really from the Taz. Hiski Yisrael b'brachas, u'b'chein be'ozeh Yisrael, the previous one, Ozeh Yisrael b'gura. Those are the two brachas where we specify Yisrael. Okay, and he says, Hatam, shasharhu l'hanos ha'olam. All the other brachas are for general benefit, shakol shavin b'hem. All people get dressed and so on. Masha enokein be'elu shnayim, these two have a special relation with the Jewish people, mishum tznias. Some sort of sneers. The chagura whom mishom shayir libo roes erva. You know, your belt and so on is to make a distinction, so there's a separation between the upper part of your body where your heart is and your mind and so on, and the erva, the sexual organs and so on, which is not for us now. But then it says v'kova he mishom sneers. The hat, the head covering is also. That's why we single out Yisrael. We're not just wearing a hat to keep it warm or whatever to protect you from the rain, but the kova mishom sneers. It's a sign again. Phantom head covering is a sign of modesty. So the Mishnah Berurah points us to a Gemara in Shabbos. So let's look at it in Source 11. And again, this explains why it's Tifar. There's something splendor, some splendor associated with it. What's the idea? So in Source 11, the Gemara has Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah said Kuf Nun Dalet. But it's actually, must be a misprint. It's Kuf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Source 11. Kuf Nun Vav Amid Beis. The Ime, we'll look at that at the Rashi in Source 12. Kuf Nun Vav Amid Beis. The Ime, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amalok Kaldoi. The mother of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was once spoken to by a Kaldoi. Rashi explains in 12, Kuf Nun Vav Amid Beis, and Shabbos Kaldoi, Chozim B'Kochovim. You know, what do you call it? Source astrologers, you know, people who can predict and gaze in the stars, they can predict things, whatever exactly that means, whether it works or doesn't work, not our issue now, but somehow this magician or this, fortune teller, whatever he was, told the mother, back to Gemara, told the mother of Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Brich Ganvahu, your son's going to be a thief. He predicted his son's going to grow up to be a thief. And naturally the mother was not pleased about this. So, Lo Shavkite Gilui Reshe, she never let him go with a Gilui Rosh, with his head uncovered. Amalei Kisei Rosh, she always tells her child, Kisei Reshe, that's the Mishnah Berurah quote, I cover your head, Ki Hecha De Tehevelach Emosa Dishmaya. So you always have the fear of God above you. Always remember that there's something above you. Always keep your head covered. That's what she told him. And Uboy Rachamim, and of course, Uboy Rachamim, she always goes to daven, right? Rashi explains, Bakesh Rachamim, she'll also call Yetzahara, right? And it's not magic, cover your head, you should also daven. But the point is for us, she always told him, and he never understood, Lo Hava Yoda Amai Karmala, as he's growing up, he never understood why his mother always checked him to keep his head covered. Yom Achad, the Gemara says, Yosef Kagar Tusei Dikla. One time he was sitting under a palm tree or something and learning or reading. Nafal Glima Milui Dereshe. Okay? Adalit Enechazet. So his head covering fell off. It blew off in the wind or whatever. It came off. And just then he picked up his eyes and Chazil Dikla and he saw the fruit on this tree. Alme Yitzre, his Yitzhara took over. Soik Paskele Kibur Vashina. And he grabbed, and Eshel Rash explains, 12 Eshkol Tamarim. He grabbed a cluster of dates. The Hadeka Lo Shalohaya. It wasn't his. So he stole. He took something. As soon as the thing went off his head, he took something. Then he realized, oh, that's why my mother always tells me to keep my head covered. It'll help me control my Yetzirah. What you see from this Gemara is that there is a concept of one covering one's head as a means of remembering the, sort of keeping in mind that Kadosh Baruch Hu is above you. Of course, the implication is, at least right now, well, yeah, what was I? Yeah, so that right, that's not the Mishnah Berurah. It's I don't know how the Mishnah Berurah points to this Gemara. We'll see others who mention it. Rambam mentions Sias, but huh? Yeah, right, but he mentioned it here too. He said, look back in 10, the Kovahi Mishum Sias also. And he links this Gemara. I'm not really sure. The Rambam will see mention Sias. I don't know. Yeah, in Achanam. So it's maybe a different definition of Sias means a different type of modesty. It's a good Ha'arab. But the yeah, Rey Malka, right, that's Drosh after the fact. But the Maharsha comments on that Gemara and Shabbos, in the Chiddush HaGadol, Shabbos Kafkuf Nun Vav Amibayz, because the truth of the matter is, what the Maharsha is bothered by, is the implication of this Gemara, is was a special thing. This mother had this, you know, someone foretell her that her child, so she was makbid about it. The implication is, the other people weren't so makbid about it. Now, you could, but the Maharsha says, no. The Maharsha says, the Dimasul Gili Reisha, Shabbos Kufnun Vav, source 13. Bishar in Shinami. This is true of other people too. This wasn't only limited to this story of the mother of Nachman Yitzchok. Amina Parakama the Kiddush and the boy Kisirosh, as we'll see. Mishum the Shechina Lamala Mirosho. That's the reason why, to remind you, everybody should remember the Shechina Lamala Mirosho. So ask the Marsha, Umay Rabuzer of Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So what's the fuss about the mother? This is what everybody's supposed to do. So why does the Gemara tell this whole story, make a fuss about the mother of Nachman Yitzchok? Vikla Meimar, Dimar of Nachman Yitzchok, Diktakal Achasos Rosho Tvei. She made him maybe wear a bigger yarmulke, a bigger hat, a bigger covering. He should be more concerned. She yila kovid rosh biyosem mishum yira shelo yeganav. Okay, and that's why the end of the Gemara says v'nicha hashad the amar nafal glima. Okay, the pages I'm sorry were printed kind of front to back but upside down, so you have to flip it over. I apologize. Okay, in any event, he says there's a different reason. The Gemara says talks about priestess sudur. Sudur is a smaller covering. So there's a handkerchief, sort of, okay, it can be a handkerchief, like a kerchief. And she made him wear something bigger. In fact, they say sudra, we'll see in the Gemara Lord shortly, but the Marshal mentioned it here. Sudra is like a play on words, sod Hashem Lireya, right? Sudra, that's what the Marshal mentions. Actually, Gemara, we'll see later. But the point is that she went ahead, as the Marshal writes towards the end there, Hosifa lechaso sosha beglima. She put a whole garment. So that's, but Lamaise is some head covering is for everybody. The Marsha says, no, don't extrapolate from this Gemara that the idea of covering a head was limited to this one story and so on. So what's the Gemara he's referring to in Kiddushin? So there are a few Gemaras in Kiddushin. Let's look at 14. Kiddushin Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. Amar Shur ben Levi. He says one thing. Aso la'adam shalach arba amas b'kama zakufa. You should not walk 4 paces. Kama zakufa means with a sort of in a haughty, you know, swagger, I guess. You know, to walk with like a Kovas with his head standing up like you own the place. You know, you won't walk around like you're a swagger. You're not supposed to do that. Also, Lord, Shalach Abraham is a Kovas. Shanemar, Melo Cholar, it's Kimodo. Kovas Baruch Hu's glory is everywhere. So you're walking around like you're the chief muckety muck and everybody else is subservient to you. So that's, you know, inappropriate. And then, right afterwards, the Gemara continues there in Kedushan. Lamad Alav Alav, Rabbuna, Bereda Vishua, Lomaski Arba Amos, Begili Rosh. He never walked the Arba Amos without his head covered. Omar Shechina l'malam Miroshi, because you always say, I want to remind you that Shechina is above my head. And the Marsha comments there in Kiddush, in Source 15, Lamed Aleph and Aleph, the Kiddush HaKadosh, Marsha says that those two things are put together. The Gemara has two stories right next, two dinim right next to each other. One, the issue to walk around with a haughty swagger. Okay, number two, to the practice of Yeshua and Levi, Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua, who wouldn't walk Arba'ah Gili Rosh. The Marsha says these two things are connected. L'zeh Nismach, Maimer Yeshua and Levi, also Harushalach Arba'ah Amos, Sheyuro Shel Adam Mekom Mokom Arba'ah Amos. Arba Amos is considered a person's personal space, we know, from davening and from other things. Arba Amos, the Dalet Amos, that's your personal space. Okay? Now, those, a person who walks in his personal space with a swagger, it's Doma Ki'ilu Eim Shalom Mamish Ein Mokom L'Shchin. It's like he pushes Kadosh Baruch Hu away. Well, that's related to a person who wears it, keeps a head covering, reminds him that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there. So the Marsha establishes the linkage between these two things. And in fact, we find elsewhere, I printed in Source 16, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Chesam and Beis, Rav Huna B'Rei Dev Yeshua, that the same person took pride in this. In fact, that he never walked even four Amos without a head covering. Right? That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Chesam and Beis, Source 16, Amar Rav Huna B'Rei Dev Yeshua, hastily, it means I should get reward, I deserve, you know, I deserve Yashakara, so to speak, Delo Sagina Arba Amos Begili Harosh. That was a Yeshua, he said, I would never even walk four, never, he would wear, other people kept the head covered, but maybe weren't so makbid. He was makbid not to walk even four steps without a head covering. The Rambam, in the Moran of Uchim, source number 17, Chela Gimel Perak Nun Beis, he also links these two things. Kvar Yodata Hizirum Melechas Bekom Zekufa. There's a warning not to go with this haughty swagger, because Malach Haaretz Kavodo. Okay, and then he writes, so in the second line, Ugdole Chachamenu Zal Hayon Nimnoi Melegalos Roshom Leo Sashchina Mechofefes Hala Adam Sochechas Oso. That the Shechina is always above. And just perhaps what it means is that, you know, a person, a human being, his head is the source of his intellect and so on, his mind, and that's the crowning quality of human beings as opposed to the animal kingdom, right? And what makes human beings special is his head, right? Is his mind and his ability to do things that no one else in the animal kingdom. Animals can do other things better than people. They're stronger, they can run faster, and so on. But in terms of the intellect is the crowning glory, what makes man, back to the glory idea. So dafka, we put something on our head to remind us, with all our greatness in terms of intellect, there's something above. That's the idea. There is another Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph, and here maybe the tzniyas things may come a little more into the mix. Gemara has on Lamed Gimel and Aleph in Kedushin, Source 18. Ravina Havi Yosef Kamei de Birmei Medifti. Ravina was once sitting with the Birmei Medifti. Cholaf Ahu Gaber Kamei Velo Mixi Reisha. He saw a guy walk by without his head, nothing on his head. So Omar Kama Chutzif Hai Gaber. What a Chutzif, what a Chutzif digger guy walks without a head covering. Now, the Chutzif here seems to be when you come in the presence of Rabbanim, so of their heritage, you cover your head. And this guy didn't. So Amalei, the other rabbi responded, Dilma Mimosa Mechasa, near the Gisi Berabonim. Maybe he comes from Mosa Mechasa, who said, so many Rabbanim there, so they were accustomed to people, and they didn't make a big deal about it. The Rashi explains in 19, Tomid Regila Metzlam, Velibam Gaspe Chachom Kilehem Mehem. They considered them like buddies. But again, you see this chutzpah aspect, at least according to the statement, that it's a sign of disrespect. And in the source number 20, I have a brayse in Maseches Kala Rabbosi, Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Kala Rabbosi is one of the so-called Masechtas Ketanas. It's not a regular Masechta, it's brayses. It's printed in most editions of the Shas at the end of Nezikin, you know, after Maseches Avodah Zarah. So Maseches Kala Rabbosi has a whole story, Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Pam Achat HaZekenim Yoshrim. The rabbis were sitting around and Avru Leflame Shnei Tinokos, two kids, not mean babies, two kids. Echad walked by, Echad Gilo Esroshim, Echad Kiso Esroshim. One had a head covering, one didn't. Right? One's head was bare. So Zesh Shagila Roshim, Rabbi Lez Omer Mamzer. Rabbi Lez said he must be a Mamzer. That's a questionable lineage. And Rabbi Shu Omer Ben Hanida. He was born from a woman who had relations with Hanida. Kiva Omer Mamzer U Ben Hanida. He's both. And he came over and Kiva investigated, and Taka all came to be true. Alright, whatever it is, but at the very end, Rabbi Kiva was right, and they praised Rabbi Kiva for figuring this all out. At the very end, huh? Well, that's another valid point. Yeah, it's true. Okay, but here he distinguished. He mentioned both things. That's how he became a mamzer. But anyway, so Rabbi Kiva figured it out. Anyway, but the very end was most important. That's a shmamino gili rosh azus tekifahu. You see from this whole story, while the rabbanim investigated how they figured out which was not the point. The point is it disturbed them when they saw a kid, a youngster, walking around with a head covering, and it says, Gilu Rosh Azus tchitas, azus, it's brazenness, you know, it's chutzpah. Again, that same idea. And it's also interesting.
In number 18, where they said, did he mean because out of respect to us, or like it was also?
Yeah, so the truth is there, it seems to be out of respect to them, because of the, you see from the answer, or at least that's how the other Rav understood it. You know, they're familiar with rabbis, and they don't always dress up in their presence. But you're right, that's why I bring this other source, you see here the chutzpah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak.
It's interesting, it's contrasted to contemporary malaise, where you
remove correct. We'll get to that too. We'll get to that also. Okay, the Gemara has in Zvachim, Daf Pei Chesem Abeis, another interesting Gemara, Pei Chesem Abeis in Zvachim. The Gemara tells us, again, back to our Parsha, Mitzne, you know, the Gemara there says all the different Big Day Kahuna atoned for different types of Averas that people do. Okay? And more than averus, really, it's more like inappropriate attitudes or lashon hara, things like that. So it says in Zochim Peches Mabeis, Mitznefes Mechaperes Al Gasei Haruach. The Mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper Al Gasei Haruach. People are, again, conceited, think highly of themselves and so on. Aminayin, Aruchanina, Yavo Dover Shemagova, Mechaper Al Gova. Let that which is the highest, like I said before, that's the hat. The Mitznefes is obviously the highest of the Big Day Kahuna, you know, just in terms of the physical posture, right? It's above his head. So that's the highest. So the highest of the garments should be mechaper on somebody who thinks highly, too highly of himself. Okay? And the Marsha there, in Zvachim, Peches Mabez, Kedush HaGodos, 22, Rama Mitznefes, Yavad HaShogob, etc., Ki Kisu HaRosh, Mevi Lidei Eimo D'Shmaya. Covering your head brings you to fear of God. And he refers back to that Gemara we had with Nachum Bar Yitzchak. And the Gemara in Erchen, I pointed out in 23, Erchen Tezanam Aleph has a slightly different, it says, Mitznefes Mechaperes Al Gasei Ruach Kedem Chanina, Domer Bechanina, Yavo Dover Shebegova Yechaper Al Maise Gova. He adds the word Maise. The act of a person who acts in a conceited or haughty way. So again, the things are related. Obviously, the wearing some type of head covering is supposed to limit your haughtiness and so on, and someone who doesn't and behaves that way, so the Mitznefes, or the Kohen Gadol, is Mechaper. There's another Gemara in Kiddushin, source 24, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara there says the following. It's talking about Pidyon HaBen. So we know you have to give a certain amount to the Kohen, to Pidyon HaBen. And the Gemara discusses, it doesn't have to be, technically it doesn't have to be coins. It's not contrary to popular belief, it doesn't have to be coins. You can give something that has the right value. And then, of course, sometimes values are subjective, right? What one person might consider valuable. So the Gemara there says that wanted to prove a certain thing wasn't a value. The Kedushin Chesam Aleph, the Gemara is talking about a case, Lolam de lo shavi ukagon de kabel ki kohen ilave. Sometimes the kohen will accept it because to him this is worth the five slime. Kihod Rav Kahana, like the story of Rav Kahana, the assumption was Rav Kahana was a kohen. Shokil sudra mi beit pidyon haben. He accepted some type of hat as the money for the pidyon haben. Amalei l'didi chazi l'chamei slime. This is to me worth chamei slime. Now, Amar Vashi lo amaron ela kagon Rav Kahana. That someone could say it's worth it to me a hat. That's only someone like Rav Kahana. The gavra rabahu umabaya le sudra reisha. If Rav Kahana is a talmud chacham, he has to have a special hat. So then, but if you have a coin that's not a talmud chacham, he wouldn't be able to say that. Kula alma lo. Okay. In other words, that's Rashi's only didi shavali. Ani samo salatzam a kavla namakach. I'll accept this. Right? Now this Gemara seems to imply that there's a special inyan, okay, as the next page, you see the next Rashi, the Gabra Rabahu below Ozil Begili Harosh, right? But the implication is maybe other people can't, sure, it's okay for other people. Going back to what you said before, that Gemara seems to indicate a special din. And there's a similar Gemara, okay, later in Kiddushin, Chof Testament Bay, source 26, it says, Mishtabach Le Rav Chisla Rav Huna Bid Rav Hamnuna Dadam Garlo. Rav Chisla was once telling Rav Huna what a great Talmud Chacham Rav Hamnuna was. So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna said, Kishiyavu Lercha Bieli Liyadi. Next time he comes by, introduce me to him. Next time, I want to meet him. You're telling me he's such a great Talmud, I'd like to meet him. So Kiyosu, next time Rav Hamnuna came, Rav Chisla brought him to Rav Huna. Kiyosu Chazed Doi Paris Sudra. He said he wasn't wearing a head covering, this type of Sudra. Amalei, my time alo priest of Sudra, why aren't you wearing this type of Sudra? Amalei, to lo nasivna, because I'm not married. I'm not married yet. Next time you come back to me, I'll make sure you're married. Right? He told him to go get married. Now, that's what Rashi explains there. Chaz Tazim Beis Gedushin. Chaz Rav Huna Hamnuna to lo poris Sudra kederech hanisuin. Like someone who's married. Kshayu regil in lechasos roshan. Now, again, that could be like that original Marsha. Maybe Not that if you weren't married, you didn't wear any head covering. Not that Rav Amnon was not wearing any head covering, but married people have a different type of head covering. But see them, you know, whether you're married or not, you wear a different type of a hat. When you know, the Shabbos, certainly the unmarried guys don't wear shtraimlach, and only married people wear shtraimlach, right? So there were perhaps in those days too, there were different types that don't look like Rashi, because Rashi says, Nisuna regila chasos roshon, implying that the other people didn't at all. But that's the idea. What is this sudras? I just wanted to show you in Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Zayin of Beis, is where it says, the sudra sod Hashem lireo. It's not the Chassidus Shabbat, it's the Gemara, right? That's verse 20. Sudra is sod Hashem lireo. Okay? It's a play on words. Sudra, right? Sod Hashem lireo. So that would indicate that there's a special din for someone who's a real Yerei Shamayim, a great scholar, Talmud Chacham, someone of great Torah stature, should be especially careful to wear something. In many communities, the Rav wore a certain type of hat, you know, the Rav of the Shtot, the city Rav had a rabbinical type of hat and so on. That's the idea of Soda Shemli Reyav. The Marshal there in Shabbos, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, 29, says, Sudra Soda Shemli Reyav, Big Day Adam Miramzim Amidosa Shalom. Sometimes your clothes tell you a little bit about who you are. I think Shakespeare said, right, for off the clothes proclaim the man. I forgot which play it was in. It was just one of the plays I had to memorize for Rabbi Dulitz. But I remember the line. I just remember which play it was in. But off the clothes, it was either Hamlet or Macbeth. Whatever, off the clothes proclaim the man. And Marshaw says it here. Big day Adam Miramzim Amidosa Shalom. Kamosha Kasuv, B'cholai, really, Apostle B'cholai, Yudhavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav a certain type of suitor was identified the person as being a Yirei Hashem. I just put it in a side, Reb Tzadok, okay, in his Pre-Tzadok in Parshas Nitzavim, writes, what's the idea of Sod Hashem Lireo? That's Torah Shebal Peh. Sod HaKavona Al Torah Shebal Peh. Because the Torah Shebichsav, everybody has access to, right? Even non-Jews get the Torah Shebichsav. They have a lane every week and some of this. Torah Shebal Peh, that, like he says in the second line there, he refers to his Gemara on Shabbos, Sudra Sod Hashem Lireo, Shad Torah Shebal Peh, Misgaleh Rak Lireo. Torah Shebal Peh, that's only the people who are really Yireo. Okay. Last of the early Makoros, before we get to the Rishonim and the Poskim, source number 31 is a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Parashah Chav Zayin Tzimun Vov. Amar B'Yitzchak, Moshe L'Melech, this is what Jack referred to, Moshe L'Melech Shesholach Puz Dugma Shalol Medina. Certain king sent his decree, or whatever it is, to the people. And when they were going to read the decree, Me'asu B'Nei Medina, Amdor Ragneim U'Poros Hashem. They took off their hats. V'Karu B'Eim over here, they read it with certain reverence and so on. And as you said, at least the practice there was to remove the head covering as a sign of great respect. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I don't do that. My prizdugma, whatever that, my decree is Kriya Shema, right? Shema Yisro, that's my manifesto, as it were. Lo amarti lachem, when I didn't say, should take Karin Kriya Shema, lo omdim ha-regla lechem, lo parinus v'shechem, you don't have to stand, you don't have to take your head covering off. On the contrary, lechem v'derav shokho kumecha and so on, however you are, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu allows. So, putting everything together, we've seen different makoros, some which seem to imply that the main purpose of the head covering is for reminding that there's something above you, and it pertains to not only to adults, but to children also. And on the other hand, there are some sources that seem to indicate that at least for married people, or perhaps especially for Talmid Chachamim, there's an additional requirement. So let's just put together the, and then by the way, that's in the Zohar, I printed in 32, the Zohar, in Bamidbar Parshas Balak, the Tanan lo yech barnosh begilu the reisha da'amam should walk 4 hours with an uncovered head. My time of the shechina shayar reisha. The shechina is above your head. So if we had to knock it down, I think we can come up with probably 4 or 5 different sort of reasons as to what the yarmulke or the head covering represents. So if we look in the classic sources, one is Yiras Hashem, the simple Yiras Hashem, Moreh Shamayim. That's how it says in the Sefer Chassidim in source 33, Siman Nun Gimel. Lo yelech adam v'kamez hukum v'lo begid rosh, ki shechina l'malam irosho. In the second line, mipnei mora shechina, again, mora hamelech, like a person who, he's talking about kamez hukufa, like in your king, your waiter by the king. He gives the example, say it outside, you can read it yourself. You don't walk and look at the king right in your face. You look down, you try and be as invisible as possible. Right? You work in the, you're a worker or a butler or whatever in the home of rich people or something. You want to kind of be, unnoticed. I was, this past summer, my wife and I were in Newport, Rhode Island for a couple of days, so they have all these mansions there, so, and you can now listen, you can go to a very fascinating, and you can listen to testimony of different people who went there, so sometimes you can hear they have testimony, you'll hear they get these special earphones when you come in, so they had workers, and the workers were saying, our job is to be invisible. you know, the workers lived in a house but in a different part, and they would come to these parties, and this was in the the late 1800s, you know, when they have all the Vanderbilts and all these wealthy Americans and so on. So they were saying we're supposed to slide in and slide out, don't look at anybody. And that's what the Sefer Hasidim says, you know. It's the same thing when you walk in front of a Kaddish Baruch, you put your eyes down, it's a form of dignity, and all of this has to do with, like the last line there, is Mipnei Mora Hashchina, again, being God-fearing. The Torah brings this halacha, like we mentioned before, in our Chaim Siman Men Vav, source 34, the Chippar Sudra Reishe Lema Oter Yisoa B'Sifara, right, we said before. So the Beis Yosef, commenting on that Torah, Chippar Sudra, quotes from the Avudram, in the first line, Kassar Udavar Avudram, Shalom Nagu La'omra Ba'osan Harato She'enam Anechem Itznefes. Those lands where it's not common to wear hats, don't say this bracha. Okay, but he says, V'achshav Nagu Kala La'omra, we all say it anyway. Okay, which is what that Tosfos says. And the idea is, and he says in the third line, he says, Lefisha Osur Lahalech Begila Harosh. It's formulated here as an Isser. We didn't really see that. The Zohar says it. But it just says Lo Yelech. We saw that it's proper. Somewhere here in the Beis Yosef, the tone shifts. He says, Osur Lahalech Begila Harosh. Right? And then he says, Afilu Dibya Mefar She'eno Osur. It's at least the Midas Hasidus, which we're going to come back to later. But I'm just pointing out that the Beis Yosef, I don't say he's the first one, but it's one of the earlier ones, the Beis Yosef writes, that it's improper to, it's an usur. This is formulated an usur to go Begila Harosh. But his reasoning, which we're more interested in at the moment, is the last line that says, Kedei Shem Mora Shamayim Alehem. Again, it's a din in Yerushamayim. Kedei Shem Mora Shamayim. That's the purpose. Okay? Now, Rav Shlomo Kluger is bothered by these contradictory Gemaras, source 36, Tshuvas Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo, Chelek Archaim Simon Gimel. He's bothered by some of the sources, which we said before, sounds like it's limited to a Talmud Chacham, right? So he's bothered by that. How do we reconcile these sources? So he says the following. He says, part of the problem is, it's Mashma D'Davka Talmud Chacham also Lelech B'Gilosh V'lo Acher. The B'Talmud Chacham Shach Talmud Shin Al-Rosha. But he says, L'fiyanez Daita Ein O'Nirikain. I don't think that's true. It's not limited to Talmud Chacham. So how does he distinguish? So he says, what is the difference between, look at the end of the third line there, L'dayti yesh chiluk ben gila kol harosh l'mixas harosh. How much of the head is covered or uncovered? In other words, the bottle cap yarmulkes, yeah. Right, they have a little bit on you. Yeah, right. So he says, that which it says, though yelech dalad amas begila harosh, Mashma pachos v'dalaz amutar, hainu rak b'mitzas gila harosh. B'zeh osur dak rak dal ramas. In other words, takas ramas. In other words, it's a distinction. What type of head covering are we talking about? And he says, on top of the next page, avol v'gila kol harosh osur apachos v'dal ramas. But nothing. That's osur no matter what. Alright, that's the same, and he says that, that's the same thing. He says, gila mitzas harosh, that's Midas Chasidus. Avo Kolarosh Medina Osir. Again, the language Osir. And he mentions that Kriya Shema also, which we'll come back to. Okay? And that's how he distinguishes between perhaps also the Talmud Chacham has to cover more of it and so on. Alright. So anyway, all of this boils down to Yerushamayim, Morushamayim. Another thing, which again, they're all related. I'm not saying they're all different. But a second purpose of a head covering is, I'll call Hachna, right? A sense of humility. Okay? That's how the, in 37 is the Sefer Hayira. That's from Rabbeinu Yonah. It's usually printed at the end of the Sefer Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah, then the Sefer Ayira. So he says, "Umeis kuma l'salach adech yichvof komaso." You should bend over. You should walk, with a certain amount of humility, really. And you put your head down. Kishchin l'malam erosho l'chein nachon l'achasos rosho. He says that's also the reason why it's proper to cover your head. It's a sign of humility. Okay. The Sefer Hamanhig in Dinei Tefila on page Zion. Source number 38, he writes, Tanya ha-mespalo tzorach shitein enav lamata, that's only David Shmon Esrei, supposed to look down a little bit, okay, and you cover your head when you're davening, and then he says, v'lo b'shas fil b'vad, ela kolayom kulo, k'domar asu lo'odom l'alachos b'kam v'zukufa u'begil rosh. Again, the manik is earlier than the Beis Yosef, so he's also using the word osir, right, it's isir as a form of haughtiness, so therefore the issue of the yarmulke, the head covering, is hachnah. And indeed, the Chassam Sofer says that explicitly in the Tshuvas Chelek Vav, Likutim Simen Beis, V'hinei Iker Kisi Harosh Hu Lahoros Kaniya. The main purpose of covering your head is to demonstrate humility, and he brings a raya from actually Pesukim and Novitz after our Parshas Yisro. Not going to go into now, but anyway, that's his explanation. Again, it's not a contradiction to Yerushalayim, just a different emphasis. A third thing, which the Ramo actually mentions, again, not a contradiction, just a third aspect, if you will, that's in source number 40 in Arachayim Simon Bey Siv Vav, also Leilach Mekom Zekufa, Velo Yelech Dal Am Zegil Arosh Mipnei Kvod Hashchina. Kvod Hashchina, somehow an honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that may come back to what we started with, the idea of the splendor or something. You know, it's almost like it comes out of a uniform. You know, different people have different uniforms. The Kohen Gadol, those were uniforms. You know, like, we know different people in different professions, right? A fireman has a uniform, and a policeman has a uniform, and a baseball player has a uniform. And even, you know, if you go to a fancy apartment building, they have a doorman, wears a special uniform. Usually it matches the carpeting. You know, it adds a certain, I don't know, stateliness or dignity to the place. The guy has a uniform. So maybe that's part of our uniform, Kavod Hashchina. Now, Tznius, which we mentioned earlier, that the Rambam mentions. So take a look in verse 41. Hilchos Deis, Parakei Alof Avav. Tznius Gedolo, Noagim Talmid HaChachamim Ba'atzman. Right? The Chachamim act with Tznius, modesty. Okay? It's a little different than Kinia in terms of humility, but similar. And therefore, he says, V'lo Yisgalu Roshan, don't uncover your head, certainly not your body. When you go to the bathroom, you also have to have tznius. So the Rambam certainly here in Hilchos Deis Parakei Alof Avav links to the idea of covering your head to tznius. The Malbim, which the Malbim is not in the Bar Ilan, but it's someone else. The Tshuva quotes the Malbim. Shal Tshuva Zafarkasa Da Anyan Chelak Dalad in Yonim Shalom Simin Shin Sound Beis. The Malbim wrote a sefer that's not so well known as his others. So mostly the Malbim is known for his commentary on Tanakh. But he wrote a sefer on Orachaim, that's only in the beginning, called the Arts Osachaim. Arts Osachaim. It's sort of like a Mishnah Berurah type of sefer. We have, you know, the Mechaber, and each side has two different, one greater length, one smaller, you know. So the Malbim, the story is that the Malbim was very sharp-tongued, and he fought with the Reform and so on. But somebody, and it's a very lumbish sefer, the Arts Osachaim. And Mishnah Berurah quotes from time to time. But only, I think he got only up to Simon Lama Dalet or something, and then he went to write his parish on Tanakh. So certain other Talmud, they say about the Malbim is underrated. I read somewhere that Chaim Brisker said that he thinks that the three biggest, the way we didn't say who it was, but the same that I read, it said that Chaim Brisker, Chaim Soloveitchik said he thought that the three biggest, the three greatest Talmud HaChachamim of the door before him were so-and-so. It doesn't say in the book who the so-and-so were. And he said, if you take out one and you want to put the Malbim in, I'll go along with that too. So whoever they were, but the Malbim is up there, you know. So the story is that somebody came to the Malbim and said, what are you writing this parish on Tanakh? Another Talmud Chacham came to the Malbim, why are you writing this parish on Tanakh for? Go finish the Arts HaChaim, such a good work. So he goes, okay, I'll finish the Arts HaChaim, you write a parish on Tanakh. that was a Malbim. But anyway, so it says, Adon Malbim, the Sefer Arts HaChaim, Simon Yitches, the Eretz Yehuda. Eretz Yehuda is one of the sides, you know. One side, in fact, the Mishabura has the Mishabura and the Bir Halachas. He has Eretz Yehuda, I think, Hamer Lohertz, and it's called. Anyway, so he quotes this Rambam, because of the Mashma Lechor, Shalobo Azor Rak, the Tamil Chachomim. You look in the Rambam, there it's Perakei Alech Avav, he says, Tzniyas Gedola, back in 41, his Enogim Tamil Chachomim, right? So the Malbim says, the Mashma is only by Tamil Chachomim. Ela Shekos of the Ein Zerayim Uchrachas. He doesn't think that you can bring a Raya from there. But Haraya, he says, because the Rambam links it with Tzniyas Beveis Hakisei. Right, so when they go to the bed, that's everybody. All those dinim apply to everybody. Okay, and he says maybe Talmidei Chachamim have to be more nizer, like we said, because you know they set an example for other people. But it's not like we said before; it's for everybody. And then he adds in the second paragraph, "Kasso Shem Odzal Uveemes Kol Odom Yaseh Asro Ketal Talmidei Chacham Azvarm Halalo." Everybody has the right to this purpose, not for all purposes, but every right to this purpose. Everybody can claim as a Talmidei Chacham for this purpose. Okay, but anyway, it's everybody, and at the end he writes. The Mele, last line, Kemosha Bedin, Gila Gufo, Shavim Tamachachim Amorit Li Surah, Kain Bedin Gila Harosh. Okay, and it's a din in Tznius, and Tznius is one of the mitzvahs, and so on. The Taz brings this Lahalocha, the Simon Mem Vavo, or Achaim Sivkot and Beis. It's really that's where the Mishnah Brewer that we mentioned earlier got it from, the inclusion of Yisroel in the Brach of Ota Yisroel Begura, Oza Yisroel Begura, and he says, Rekova Yimishum Tznius. He mentions Tznius. In the Sefer Afarkasa Da'anya I quoted before, in Source 44, Chalad Dalad, Yanim Shalim Sim Shin Samach Beis mentions another din, and this is, you know, more perhaps more relevant today. Once it's been established that the Jews have their head covered, so unfortunately, again, he lived in the time where people were trying to do away with that, right? That we shouldn't cover our head at all. So he said, now, so Amdu Pritzin, Lifrots Peretz, and so on, and they want to change the minig. So he says, now, you can't just change a minig. It's now minig Yisrael. The Jews have head coverings and so on. It's an identifiable symbol, so to speak. And he says, Karnoda L'chol Boy Shari Torah Chomer Adav L'Shanas Minig Anog. Once something has become established, again, this won't explain why it originally appeared, but once you have it already, so in his time, he said, we can't change it now. It's considered to be Minig Yisrael, and therefore we have no right to tamper with it. So that's another reason for keeping our head covered. The Taz, actually, has yet another thing. This Jackie related to before. So far we spoke about Yerushalayim, 1, Achna, which is humility, 2, Kvod Hashchina, 3, Tzias, 4, Minig Yisrael, 5. The Taz is one other thing. And this relates to what you said before, Jack. It's a long Taz, in Source 45, Simon Ches of Arachayim, Sikot, and Gimel. He quotes, again, it's Amidus Chassidus, and he's talking here of Chustitzis, because people cover their head with the palace, which maybe we'll talk about another time. Okay, but he understands that it's the talis on top of the regular din of Gila Harosh. And he quotes the Tshuva of the Maharshal that Dr. Shmuel talked about before. We'll get to that also. But let's skip towards the end. He says, he says in the middle, he says, Umaskanoso, maybe 3, 6, 9 lines on the bottom, to be called Machma Fila below Tfila, Yesh Lizar Machasha Om Tovsimo Sola Kalos Upritzus. Okay? Since people tend to be lenient with it, we have to be especially careful. But more than that, 2 lines later, okay, 6 lines on the bottom. Venerally, sheesh isur gomor mitam acher. I think to go bareheaded is an isur gomor for another reason. The hainu kevan shechok hu achshav bein ha'akum. Now that it's the practice of the non-Jews, sheosin kein tamid. Okay, when they always take off their head coverings, especially when they go to worship and so on. So now it becomes part of rechuk osem lo selecho. Not to do like the goyim do. Remember once seeing a movie of the two policemen were chasing after them. They ran into a shul, so the policeman wanted to be respectful. So before they ran into the shul, one says the elbows, the other and he goes to a holy place. Take off your hat. So they took off the hat. Okay, and so as they're walking through the shul, trying to be inconspicuous, they have nothing on their head. So everybody in the shul, people see them go like this. You know, they start patting on their head. So the guy said, "This must be a Jewish greeting." So they walk through the shul, tapping their heads like this, and everybody, you know. But in any event, it becomes chukas. Huh? So this becomes a chukasayim lo selecho. That's the chiddush of the Taz. Others mentioned also 46. Yeah, it's true. They do that. I don't know. You're right. I'm not sure. Right. The clerics do have a head covering. And monks also. I don't know. But that's what the Taz writes. And then Mari Bruno also has in his Tshuvas, Simon Lamed Dalad, the guy was walking with Gilei Rosh and they wanted to put him in Cherem or whatever. So he wanted to argue there was only a special din by Tamil Chachamim. And he writes on the fourth line, Anan the Dairinan Beina Umos. That's how we distinguish Jews from non-Jews, the head covering. So therefore, chashuv hashtag over al das Yehudis. It's like you're violating, again, it's like that minig or violating a chukas hagoyim. You referred to before to the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein. That's the very first tshuva in the Igros Moshe. The very first tshuva. That's printed, it's chronologically not the first tshuva, it's just the first tshuva printed in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, Source 47. It was written Tavshin Tezayin, that's 1957. So then it was regarding America, but there are earlier tshuvas, there are tshuvas in Igros Moshe from Europe already, huh? From much earlier. But anyway, it's the first one printed, so he's talking about a very small yarmulke. He named it Varkisa Mikvas Harosh, Kigon, Biyamaka, Kitana, Imutalech, and Berchov, and so on. And he quotes that whole tshuva from Shlomo Kluger, who made that distinction between a big yarmulke, which is for sure you're not allowed to go, but Gili Rosh, as long as you have a little yarmulke, after all, a little yarmulke takes care of the Gili Rosh. It's not Gili Rosh, but others, perhaps the Talmud Chacham has to wear more. He, Ramosha, finds of Shlomo Kluger difficult. He named Dibra Gon of Shlomo Kluger to Muim Lechor Ma'od. Okay. He writes in the third line, he says, even though we mentioned some early sources use the word Isser, but Ramosha writes, Shabbos, the Gemara, and there in Kiddushin, Shabbos, Lo Nizkor B'Shum, first line of the third paragraph, Lo Nizkor B'Shum Mokom, Sheyesh Isser, V'lo Af Minis Chassidus, Af Begila Kol HaRosh. Okay, I mean, they never find any Isser, okay, and the idea of Arba Amos, I mean, if it's a quote Shechina, so why is it only Arba Amos? Again, he goes through some of the sources that we have. We don't have time, I didn't print the whole Tshuva, a lot of the Tshuva was printed. Okay, so he wants to suggest on the second page, Vitzorech Lomar, again, the pages are printed backwards, I apologize. Vitzorech Lomar, Latarek Zvorov, Shesover, the Begiloi Mixas, Nami Eno Kvot Shina. Maybe even a very small yarmulke lacks Kavod HaShchina. Okay, and then he brings further, Avala Eden on the second line of that paragraph, Sheikor Isu Mitzar Chok Akum. So there's Zeikah Afi Yoshi, they're not walking Dal Ramas, even less than Dal Ramas, but Din Chukos Agoyim. This is there leka after kisa mixes the kvar ena kachok akum. But if you cover even a little bit, about a kachok akum, that's already taken care of the chukos akum. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention that way. So again, in the last paragraph, I printed it, maybe five lines in the bottom, he writes, el tzorech lomar de dina Shulchan Aruch, shalo kosov shalosu leilat, kemosha kosov leil, but din komez akufa, el kosov lo yelat. Doesn't say the word osir, mashmu rakum in his chasidus, that's because in his land, perhaps it was not the practice. And where the Mechaber lived in Arab lands, they didn't go with an uncovered head. So maybe the Chukos HaGoyim thing is from a different perspective. As far as the nature of the din, yeah.
I think
it's talking
about
the Might be, yeah. As opposed to the couple, all the pictures of Moshe, you may be right. He said Kippah Ketana, you're right. But ours is cover the whole, do cover, you can see from every direction, which we'll get back to later, I'm not right like that. But it's true, Moshe, you see in all the pictures, and many are about, they wore this couple, huh?
Both,
yeah. Like stuck up. Rabban, all those pictures have them wearing those kinds of
things.
Right, right. There's all the famous pictures. Chassidim have the big, yeah, that's correct. So it could be right. I don't know. But anyway, that's from Moshe. Just to go quickly through what the nature of the din is, so many assume it's a midas chasidus. Not a real din. Despite the fact that some use usher, it's used loosely. It's a midas chasidus. It's an act of piety to keep your head covered all the time. In fact, remember we had the lashon of Gemara and Shabbos that Rabbi, was it Rav Huna Bereid Yeshua, said, Taste, I should be rewarded, I should get a shikayah for always covering my head. So Tosas and Bechoris, Av Bezim and Bezim 48, Divan Askel Shema, say, it quotes a few places when it says tastily that it's not a real din. Because otherwise, what's he saying? I should get a reward, God put on tefillin. Yeah, you and everybody else. So so tastily means it's not an absolute chiyuv, it's a midas chasidus. Okay? The Orchas Chaim, that's Chaim, Yonasan Akon Milonil, the Orchas Chaim, Chelek Aleph, and Orchas Tvila, Os Memches, verse 49, he writes about davening Tikkun Malbush, he said there's no Isser, but he says, Aram, and second, that's Aram Gutenberg. Aram Nishmosu Eden, that's like Zechon Aruch, right? Kosov She'eno Osir Leila Begila Harosh. There's no Isser to go Begila Harosh. Because that which the Gemara says, tastily, the Sagina, the Aram is good, Zel, Amidus Chasidus. It's only Amidus Chasidus. And that's how the Sefer Kolbo also quotes from Aram Gutenberg and Simon Yud Aleph. It's no Isser, it's only Amidus Chasidus. The famous Chuva the Marshal, I printed it here, source 51, Chuva's Marshal, Simon Ayan Bays. He says, he goes so far as to say, listen to this one, Eini ani yodeh isu levarach below kisei rosh. I don't know if there's any isu even to say a bracha without your head covered. That's how far he goes. Okay, now he does quote that some disagree. He quotes on the third line, Rabbi Yerucham Kosov, she'asu levarach begilei rosh. When you make a bracha, you can't have gilei rosh. But later on he says, ha'isi notel l'hakka, the fact is no one else says it, I'd be mekel, levarach begilei rosh, afil likos kriyashma. And he brings that medrash that we mentioned. Remember, the medrash says when the king sends out his message, so they have to uncover their head. But I don't require that, says Kodesh Baruch Hu. Instead, however you like, right? He says, even by Kriyashma. And Mashmala Hedge the Lekha Yisro Kriyashosh, even for Kriyashma. Okay? And he says, five lines at the bottom of this page, Aval Bezet Mihani Shenogu Yisro B'Kriyashosh Af Belo Tvila. A woman can't uncover her hair. That's a different thing, right? Woman's head covers a whole different shear. Okay? And therefore, he also says, it's the whom midas chasidus. It's no isser, it's only midas chasidus. That's the marshal. He says several times the remaining part, it's a midas chasidus. It says several times, calls them midas chasidus. He does mention that the Talmud Chacham should be more careful about the, let's see, three, six, eight lines on the top. On the next page, we come up with Talmud Chacham. People, again, the Talmud Chacham should be more careful. But, he says, Achshav ani agles klon ashkenazim. He's going to criticize some of the Jews. You have a guy who drinks Yayin Nesach in a goyish hotel, and he eats fish cooked by non-Jews and so on. Nobody thinks anything wrong. Okay, and there'll be no covet if he's a wealthy person. But another guy, this ochel, the shosa, the hechsher, he doesn't wear yarmulke. Oh, he's a sheketz. You know, he says backwards. He says people make the fuss about the wrong things. Nonetheless, he also says it's a midas chasidus. And I printed the Bach and Simon Beis in his commentary on Tour de Masri Chasa Rosho. He says that the implications of the tour may even be you don't have to worry about it only when you're walking, not when you're sitting. He also says about 6-7 lines down, Abalelech Begila Harosh Ein Isser Kol Ikar, and he brings like that Tosis in Bechorot that every time it says tastily, I should get rewarded. It's all Amidas Chasidus. So all these poskim say it's Amidas Chasidus. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch kind of like doesn't tip his opinion in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadi Hey of Aruch Haim Siv Gimel 53. Yesh Omrim She'osu Lahotzi Azkar Mipi Barosh Megula. Some say you can't, Azkar means the name of Hashem. You can't say the name of Hashem without a head covering. But Yesh Omrim also She'esh Limchos Lekones Beis HaKnesses Begila. You shouldn't walk into a shul without a head covering. Also Yesh Omrim. And the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to have wrong there, it says, if cotton gimel, that's where the Gro has that piece, but anyway, if cotton gimel, you also it's a midas chasidus. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if cotton gimel, also it's a midas chasidus, okay? And it's only also for somebody who's otherwise known as, you know, great Talmud Chacham, but the Mishnah Berurah does speak in cotton gimel there in 55, aval kvarkos of hataz, divizmanenu, already it's changed. In other words, that's the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the early Rishonim, that maybe the Marshal. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah affirms, based on the Taz, that maybe it's changed today because of Abu Hossein and so on, when Achuz Mari Bruna, that's different today. So, as far as the Shul is concerned, in 56, the Mechaber does write, Simakuf Nun Alav Arachim Sivvav, Mutter Likanes Beis HaKnesses B'makal V'Talmir V'Vundaso, unlike the Mishnah Beis, where you can carry your stick and your backpack and everything else, but V'yesh Ostrim Likanes V'Vesakin Aruch, we spoke of this once, you can't have a sword or something, don't bring weapons into base. I mean, the Afkamina for soldiers today, it's a gun. Not my topic now. Over Rosh Magula. Okay? Huh?
Well, it's
right, okay, right. Texas is the south. Anyway, the Bir Halacha there in Siv Kufnun Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Over Rosh Magula, he says, it also depends upon what the practice is. Mokom Shinogim Lechas Kain Lifne Hasorim. Okay, till, what was that? I think Kennedy, right, was the first president who didn't wear a hat to the inauguration, right? But until then, everybody wore a hat. You know, it was a part of your dress, right? It was part of the dignified garb in this country. You look at old pictures, you know, from before, you know, right, the press would have a little ticket that said press, right, in the hat. But everybody had a hat on, you know. Yeah, sure. You had to take it off. Sure. Yeah, and they had to take it off for the Star Spangled Banner, right? That was the sure, okay. But now he says it depends. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that Mokum Shogim Lahalech Lelechas Kenlik Nasam says there are Kalus Rosh if now Mokum. It's inappropriate and it indicates you don't have Morosh Kina and so on. So it could be that there's a difference at least by Kriyashma, right? In it does say in Maseches Sofer Perek Yudal Alaf Yudbeis Maseches Sofer again is a collection of brises. So it says that somebody who's a we'll look this at the end of the second line. Avo Barosho Megula Ainar Rashar Lahotzi Azkar Mipiv. That's an early source that with the head uncovered, you don't say the shame of Hashem. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah also writes in 59, Perek Hay of Hilchos Tefillah, Halach Aleph, he writes, Shmona Dvarim, there are eight things you have to be, set yourself up and prepare in terms of saying the Shmona Esrei. One of them is Tikkun HaMalbushim. You know, fixing your clothes properly. So, halacha hey, he says, what does that mean? Tikkun malbushim keitzad, misaken malbushav, you tuck yourself in, and so on and so forth. And it's don't stand berosh megula. And it's there that the Rambam writes at the very end of halacha hey, there in Parakev Tefillah, derech kol chachamim the talmideim shlo yispalo el keshein atufim. Atufim means your head is wrapped in something. So that's the minute to put the talus over the head or to wear a hat. Those who are makbet to wear a hat for davening, they point to this Rambam, because atufim means more than just covered. It means it's kind of enclosed almost, or enveloped. Okay, that's this Rambam. The Beis Yosef writes in Aruch Haim Sin Tzadi Aleph in Source 60, he basically summarizes that it's a machlokas. He quotes that Masechah Sofrim. It's a machlokas whether you can make a brocha with your head uncovered or not. He says the practices we follow that you do. Okay, the last line of 60, Adkan nira, I'm sorry, nira shu machlokas imut alavach vile rosh oiv osur the keva der bini yirucham posak kamandamar osur hachi naktinam. That's the practice, and we don't make a brocha without a head covering. The Mishnah Berurah also, again, discusses here in Siman Tzadi Aleph, Sivkot Yud Beis, was Manenu Tzarech Lahasim Beis Atfila Kova Barosh. You have to wear a hat. Again, in the Yeshivish world, they point to this Mishnah Berurah. Right, you have to wear a hat. Kederech Shaholech Barachov. They don't tell you the next line. Right, they don't tell you the next line. Okay, the way you walk in the street. And again, at the time of the Mishnah Berurah, you didn't go out without a hat. Period. Even a baseball game.
But now you're backwards. They walk in the street with a hat in order to wear their.
Right, right, right. The other way around.
So you get an interesting shear. The concept of hat and Shabbos, as far as an old helmet.
That's a different thing. Or the wide brim. Yeah, that's a different thing. Yeah, that's how it happens to what?
But
more than a tefach. It depends on the size. Yeah, that's a different Shabbos. Shabbos is a different thing. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, he writes, "Ain derech lamod kein lifnei anashim chashuvim." You wouldn't stand without a hat in front of an important person, would you? Well, yes, today we do. So now that's the source for perhaps it being different today. But again, going back to everything we said, there's a justification. The Shulchan Aruch also paskin in Siman Reish Vav Siv Gimel by Hilchos Brachos. He also says someone who's no clothes on or shirosh magula asur levarich, and there's a tshuva from. The son of the Rosh. The Rosh had three sons. The most famous one is Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Bala Turim. And another one, Rabbeinu Yechiel, who was sometimes quoted by the Tur. And then Rabbeinu Yehuda. So the Tshuva Zichron Yehuda Simon of Kof, he was asking about learning. And he writes, V'tohu shalo leisha begila Rosh b'shas halimud. Bottom line, again, a lot of these makaris in the Tshuva from Rabbi Yosef. Want to look it up? I printed part of the Tshuva, the end of the Tshuva, in 64. Tshuva Zichavad Das, Chelek Dalet Simon Aleph. He says, the assumption is it's really a midas chasidus and not an absolute din, okay? But he says, today, when we call mokom nirish, b'kisa rosh b'zmanenu, yesh tam yosem midas chasidus. Today it's become more. Why? Again, the uniform issue. Ki yadua, shezer darkam shel hachofshim porke ol Torah mitzvahs, lelechas b'gilei rosh. Today, wearing a yarmulke or a head covering identifies a from Jew. That's just the way it is today. Now, 50 years ago, or less than 50 years ago, many very fine from observant people kept kosher homes when they went to work.
The Yankees went to work
and so on. But even among them, people would not wear yarmulke at work because it just wasn't accepted. Today,
because they didn't want to do it. They thought it was
the other way, right, like the Talmud, but yeah.
So, to
wear yarmulke, you know, you had to be careful and so on and so forth. But others just say, well, it was unacceptable. You know, you could lose the business deal, or could somebody have an anti-Semite and so on, or people bother. Today, people walk out with all kinds of, the people from India, whatever, wear their turbans out, and others wear different types of, Sikhs wear their coverings, other people other types of hats. So it's not an issue. And there's the Supreme Court cases, the yarmulkes and the military and yarmulkes and the world. So today is different. It was 50 years ago, when I was a kid, for sure. You know, from people, Shomer Shabbos and Brei Torah and everything, but and when they went to the courtroom, or they went to the bank, or whatever it was, didn't they wear yarmulke?
Yeah, they
went
to Washington, the Supreme Court,
the Goldberg.
And they told us, you can't wear yarmulke at 1 o'clock, the Goldberg.
But the Rabbi just said that, but today, I forgot to look exactly when this true, but the Rabbi is more recent. He says, today it's different, and today with Yesh Heker Miuchad, Bein Oved Elokim Hashelov, and Laideh Kippah Shoros, the Yarmulke usually is indicative of someone who is more Shadatiyim, Nizharim Lechas Tamekis Rosh, okay? The Hofcha HaKippah Shoroshim L'Semel L'Odom Dati. Today, the Yarmulke has become the uniform, the badge of a religious Jew, an observant Jew, an Orthodox Jew. That's what Rav Adi says. So today, you have that problem. At the end, the last line, the Sikkum, to summarize, says, Mutter min adin, L'Lechas B'Kippah K'tanah Shorosh, Afo Pishen HaMechas, is Rov HaRosh. You can have a very small yarmulke, doesn't cover the whole head. As long as it's visible from every angle. Okay? He says you should wear a bigger covering, a hat. Okay, so that's the Rav Adi Yosef. So that's a little bit insight to the. I guess maybe because the rice, I'm not sure. I have to. Some because of the rice, I guess. Okay, so wish everybody a good tovach. Next week will be the last year of the season because we change the clock next Saturday night. I'll talk next week in the Yoni Purim, Bez Hashem. And that having said, Mr. Hashem will have in our house as usual on Purim afternoon. This year everything's an hour later because the clocks will have changed. So we can't have a minute until a quarter to two. So whatever it'll be later in the day I'll announce Bez Hashem next week the exact time.
Good tovach. Shabbos by us. You understand?